We all have times in our lives that we feel a lack of direction. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. No matter how much time we spend thinking about a situation, we just get more and more confused. Our anxiety level gets out of control. We are paralyzed, and we can hardly think. It might be a problem with your marriage, starting a new job, or worse yet, losing one. It could involve a move to a new town, away from family and friends, or it could be a problem with one of your children, involving alcohol or drugs. It is in these traumatic times that we realize that we can't do it alone, that we need help. Well, don't fear. Our Lord is here to help, if we only ask Him to guide our path. With all of the thoughts and planning, soul-searching and anxiety, we can still ask the Lord to direct our steps. We can put our decisions to the test if we ask God for help. In this age of technology, where we can plug in an address into our GPS unit in our car and it'll guide us to our destination, don't you wish there was a GPS to guide us through life's problems? Well, you know there is. Just plug into God's eternal GPS, and He will guide your decisions. Stumble as we may, isn't it great to know that we will never fail if we follow God's path, His ways? He will restore relationships, guide you in your new job, or help you search for a new one. He will help you deal with your son's addiction. When you ask the Lord to guide your path, good things happen. Well, how do we activate the GPS of God's direction? It's easy. It takes just three steps. First, prayer. Simply ask the Lord for guidance. Ask for His grace and mercy, that He will show you His path and His way for your life. Number two, the Word. Psalm 119 says, "Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light for my path." But reading and studying God's word, your path will be illuminated with the light of His love. And three, listen. As you pray and read, ask the Holy Spirit to guide your heart. In a soft voice, direct to your heart, the Holy Spirit will speak to you and help you discern a direction for your life. Ask the Lord to guide your path, and He will show you the way. It's guaranteed. It's His promise to us. In Psalm 32:8, we read, "I will instruct you and show you the way you should walk, give you counsel with my eyes upon you." Let's plug into God's eternal GPS. God bless you, my friend. This is Tony Agnese.